الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the fourth lesson from Surah Al-Kahf, which is the story of Dhulqarnain. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this story, and this is one of the stories of the Quran. For us it is from the Ghaib. A lot of people spend a lot of time and energy trying to guess who Dhulqarnain was. Some people say was the Alexander, because Alexander is supposed to have worn a two-horned helmet, and so on and so forth. All of these discussions are a complete and total waste of time, because if Allah wanted to tell us a name, He would have told us a name. Allah told us the names of so many people in the Quran. So if Allah wanted to tell us exactly who this person was, He would have told us. And if Allah doesn't want to tell us, then any amount of guessing is, at the end of it, still guessing. There is no certainty with that. So instead of wasting that time, we should focus on what is the message of the story. That's the whole point of the stories of the Quran are not for entertainment. They are for us to learn lessons from and to apply in our lives. The message of the story of Dhulqarnain is the message of the use of power. And Wallahu Alam, probably out of the four things that, out of the four tests that we have, this is probably the most difficult. Which is, I mean, all of them are difficult on whoever it is happening, obviously, but the test of power. Because as they say, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is true throughout history. If you read history, it's a story of the corruption of power. People who start off very good, and alhamdulillah, good niya, good everything, when they get into positions of power, very few people are those who still remain with their goodness, who still remain with their taqwa, who still remain true and with integrity. Vast majority of people get corrupted, and power corrupts. And this is the story of power and of somebody who power did not corrupt. So the story of Dhulqarnain is the story of a king who was very powerful, but who was good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of how he met these people, and these people spoke in a language which they didn't even understand, yet he helped them. And he helped them, saved them from the difficulty that they had, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and Dhulqarnain helped them. Now you see also from the story that these people were not his normal subjects. These people were not people that he expected any return from. Including in the story itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people offered to pay him. They said, please do this for us and we will pay you. And he said, I don't need your money. What Allah has given me is enough for me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that even where he was offered wages or reward or recompense, he refused that and he said, what Allah has given is enough for me. So helping just for the sake of helping, not helping because he expects a reward or for the reward, or although if you help somebody and if they give you something for whatever you did, nothing wrong with that. But this is a level beyond that, alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this story with regard to power, that how, if we have power, we must ensure that we have taqwa with the power. But that's the story. The message is that even though he had power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, we said to him, do what you want with these people. If you want to, you know, punish them, punish them. If you want to do something, he said, no, I will not. Why should I kill them? Why should I do anything? I will help them. So in the case of Dhulqarnain, it's a question of using this power for khair. Now, question is, how many of us who are listening to this Fajr reminder are kings? I don't think there are anybody. But so how is it beneficial to us? It's beneficial to us because it's talking about power of any kind. Even if we have one person, now we have power, each one of us has some power over somebody, whether it's in the home, over our families, whether it's employees, whether it's servants, whoever. Whoever we have power over, the message here is treat them well, do good for them, don't look for reward from them. Don't say, I'm doing this because he's a nice person or because my wife is serving me. No, you do what you should do, no matter what the other person does. Even if you have people who don't serve you, who are not nice to you, alhamdulillah, still do good to them. As a matter of fact, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is even better. So we don't ask for people who are ungrateful, but if you do have people in your life who you are doing good to and they are ungrateful, and they are in some cases they are ungrateful by not expressing thanks, in some cases they actually try to harm you. This is a peculiar thing. I still remember one of my very dear friends and mentors and teachers, Nawab Nazir Azhar, told me this years and years and years ago. I must have been maybe 15 years old or something. He said to me, the people who will harm you the most are the people who you help. So I thought this is a strange kind of thing. Why would somebody I help, why would he harm you? But in my life, Allah, I have seen this happen. I have actually seen this happen. People who you go out of your way to help are the people who will go around then maligning you and back-talking you and so on. Ajib, this is a khawasat in the fitrat of the human being. This is the evil in the spirit of the human being. We must always be very careful. If somebody does anything good for it, in any case, slandering and bad-talking people is bad. I mean, there's no justification for it. But especially if somebody helped you in any way whatsoever, do your best at least not to harm that person. Minimum, you know, whatever it is. And people are not the same. Sometimes somebody is good at one point in time, later on the same person might do something. And you forgive, because the whole point is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you forgive people in this world, Allah will forgive you on the Day of Judgment. What is the value of that forgiveness? And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed this in the Quran. This specific instance Allah showed in the Quran. In the story of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the ayat which came about her, about the fact that she was free from all blame, one of the people who slandered Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was one of her own relatives, was one of the relatives of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who was poor and who Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to give a pension to. He used to give him a stipend. Imagine the fitrat of people, wallahi. And this person is also a sahabi, because he was a Muslim. He saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a state of iman. And as far as I know, he died in a state of iman. So here was a person who was in the best of circumstances. But people are people. So this person slandered the daughter of the one from whom he is receiving help. Now the man could have kept silent. There was no need for him to speak anything. But he did. Now Abu Bakr Siddiq, naturally, like any father would do, he said, this is what you want to do? Okay, khalas, get out. I'm not interested in you. You are not nothing to do with me. So no more stipend. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't you want Allah to forgive you? Yeah. So Allah and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu immediately resumed the stipend. So very specific message that we are getting, to say that even if somebody is not good to you, still you be good to them. Because you being good to them, the sincerity of it, if I do something good, I may say, no, I am doing it for Allah. But the other person is so beautiful, is so good to me, that there's always this relationship. You know, alhamdulillah, you're doing good, you're doing it for Allah, inshallah, there's no problem. But the other person is also good to you. But when the other person is not good to you, still do good, then this is a proof of sincerity. Because why else would you do it? If it was not to please Allah, why else would you do it? So doing good to someone who actually does bad for you, this is even more proof of your own sincerity and ikhlas that you are doing. And this is what the story of Zulkarnain shows us, that here was this bunch of people who had nothing to do with Zulkarnain. They couldn't help him anyway, but he still helped them. And this is the story of the use of power, because power is the is something which Allah gives all of us to some degree, and there is obviously therefore the scope of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the opposite. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn the lessons from His kitab and to help us to follow them, which is for our own benefit. And we ask Allah to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.